Thank you very much indeed, Madam Chairperson. Experts, committee members, civil society, I'd like once again to thank you for this opportunity for dialogue and reflection, which has enabled us as a state with the three branches of government to move towards a constructive process. My particular thanks to committee experts for their valuable feedback and their detailed questions. Your inputs are vital and have been so and continue to be so since our transition to democracy. We have you've helped to strengthen our commitment to human rights and to combat violence against women in all forms and in all their diversity. As a state, we're committed to implementing the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. This not only represents an international commitment before the International Human Rights Treaty Body system, but also it's a pressing need, and that's why we're here, to ensure the right to diversity of women and girls, and particularly those of indigenous people, people of African descent, women with disabilities, migrants, and those deprived of their liberty. I want to highlight the key role of civil society in this process. Women's organisations, feminist organisations and human rights associations have been a backbone in helping us address the needs of the women in our country. They've helped us implement the recommendations of this committee and other international organisms, as well as the Belém do Pará Convention, so as to merge political efforts, to pool the necessary political efforts. We recognise that we have made progress in the long history of the women of Chile and Latin America and the world, but we do still acknowledge the gaps that remain to be addressed as a state. We would close this dialogue in the certainty that your recommendations will contribute to helping our President Gabriel Boric to do what we said, to keep moving forward and not to go back. Among the key points highlighted by the experts, I would highlight the need to come up with disaggregated data for specific groups of women in need of protection. That will help us to better monitor the impact of public policy. Similarly, the decentralization process, which is underway in Chile, must incorporate a gender-based perspective which covers the realities of our very diverse country. And thus we thank the experts for giving us recommendations that bolster that process with a view to achieving parity at all levels for all diversity of women and to ensure effective political participation. Another key area that we are have decided to work upon is sexual and reproductive rights of women, girls and adolescents, specifically legalization of abortion, and we therefore very much value your recommendations and advice on this. Similarly, Chile is making significant efforts to improve the quality of life of older women, promoting reform to the pension system, and your inputs in this area will be vital as we move forward along this path. Lastly, I would also highlight the need that we have as a country to receive recommendations on the situation experienced by women deprived of their liberty. We know that our country has a debt gap when it comes to the exercise of their rights, and I would reiterate my thanks lastly to all of you who've taken part in this review, to the delegation here present and the shadow delegation that's currently in Santiago following us online. We hope that the we'll be able to bridge some of the gaps that haven't yet been bridged. And I conclude this review by reiterating Chile's commitment to strengthening women's rights and to expediting implementation of this convention fully, so that this can become bread and butter for all women in their full diversity. Thank you.